Hello, my name is Colton Shippey. This was my fourth consecutive year of attending Camp Araminta. This year, with the new location, I had a brand new spiritual experience. Instead of going for the fun and games, worship was my favorite time of camp. Each time, with every song, I felt the amazing power of the Holy Spirit embracing me and so many others in the room. As I usually am, I wasn't afraid to hold up my hands and feel the warmth of God. Even as I lost my voice, I sang my heart out, cried my eyes out most of the time, and lifted my head high in praise. One night, Jake Farmer, my counselor, took my cabin outside and had us spread out and talk to God. I'm not really sure if I realize how good my life is or about how messed up my life is. Maybe both. I sat on a small overlook of the lake at camp and started talking to myself and reached a level where I felt God was talking back. That's the first time that's happened to me. I found that around the time every year when school starts, I start telling stories about myself and do things that I really don't want to be doing. I find myself in a stage where I basically try to hide myself and pretend to have a happier personality when I'm around my family at home and stuff. But when I was at camp, I realized that hiding my true feelings behind a shell is really a terrible thing. And say instead of getting rid of the shell, I want to get rid of this darker personality I have. And I realized that Jesus is the light I'm trying to reach for. During my talk with the Lord that second to last night, I sat in silence and cried for about half the time. I felt a strange feeling I can't quite describe, a tumble of emotions, if you will. But the reason I'm still talking is because when we grouped at the boat dock, I decided to take myself up as a full, dedicated believer in Christ, and I gave myself to Him. Now, 3 weeks after camp, I'm excited to be here in the house of God. I don't know what else to say about camp besides all the fun and games that occurred, but I would definitely recommend it for anyone who is able to go. I would also like to thank all the people who donated money and bought goods and mosaics and bracelets and crabs and all that stuff at the bake sale. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Grace Shubi, and this is my first year at Camp Araminta. But first, before I start telling you what it was like at camp, I just want to give a huge thanks to all the people at church who bought things from the bake sale and the mosaics and bracelets, because the money we raised let all the kids from Servants of Christ go to camp this year. So thank you so much if you bought anything or donated any extra money. From when I got to Camp Araminta on the first day, as soon as I got there, I just felt overwhelmed with kindness in my heart and surrounded by great people. I could feel Jesus with me, and He was congratulating me and saying, "Yay, you made it to camp, and you're going to have the best time. And I did have the best time ever. In the week that I was there, Jesus was so close to me in my heart. It was like He reached out and touched my heart and made it easy to understand about Him. Father Sean was the first year's teaching Bible lessons. And I really liked him teaching me because he made it easier to understand. And when he taught us, it was fun because every time he said bucket, we had to yell chuck it. And that made us listen more and I could understand so much better. I love learning that way and I loved everyone who taught the lessons each day and all the counselors. Everybody was so great to make camp go right, and all the activities and everything. That's why I myself love Camp Araminta, and I'm definitely going back next year.